In the name of Jesus. We receive clarity and revelation that is found in the written word. As we study, we behold Christ as he sees us in himself. He is glorified and we are edified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we are treating the topic pneumaticals. Spirituals, right? Pneumaticals. We are in section 9. Pneumaticals. Okay. Pneumaticals section 9. Before I go ahead, I want to actually pass across something to us. See, I've said it on our WhatsApp platform. I'm just going to say it again. Never allow the news and the media determine the pace of your life. Are you hearing me? Don't allow the news, the media, what you hear about, make you or determine the pace of your life. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Are you hearing me? So mind what you listen to on the news, what people say to you. Mind it. You will do yourself a whole lot of good. Are you hearing me? So people are already living in fear. Because of what?
Corona school.
Hallelujah. Some people are now spreading it faster than they've never spread the gospel before. They've never said Jesus loves you before. But they are spreading the news everywhere. When it's not the good news. You see, times like this will now tell the set of people you have as your friends.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? There's a time when you stay and say, I trust the power of God. Hallelujah. You say, I trust the power of God. Glory to God. The reason why there is healing is because people will fall sick. Do you understand? The reason why there is healing is because there will be viruses, there will be diseases. But the reason why there is healing is so that you know that the power of God is working. Glory to God. If Jesus arose, if he died and he arose, if Jesus died and is alive, then we can get healed of any kind of disease. Glory to God. I hear me. So shun those news. Shun them. Hallelujah. Let them say it's inside your estate or your compound. Who cares? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear me. I remember something that Craig said yes, but. He said, if they are not break over the influenza in the area and people are covering their nose and walking, he said, I can hear him. I will not close my nose. Hallelujah. I will cover my head. Hallelujah. I will keep walking in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because in the kingdom, we don't catch the flu. No. We don't catch the diseases. No. We kill them. Hallelujah. So, but when all what you have is fear, well, we'll get to talk about the healing. We'll get to talk about healing. That will be sometimes in the year. But when you get to talk about fear or you entertain fear, you can't have fear and faith working together. It's not possible. That doesn't mean. So you can't have entertained fear and say, I had faith. No, they're not the same. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? You're entertaining fear and you want the power of God to work in fear? No. Hallelujah. For you stand your ground. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Just 2 or 3 weeks back, I posted something on Facebook where in the face of the outbreak, we had believers walk the street of China and are preaching the gospel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Walk in the street. When nobody was there, we're still walking and preaching with their megaphone, preaching the gospel, preaching Christ and him alone. Hallelujah. So I believe God. Glory to God. Look at Jesus on his way to Jairus' house. The woman with the issue of blood touched. And Jesus spent time. I've been talking to the woman with the issue of blood. And the news came to Jairus. He said, disturb not the master. disturb not the master. They say, why? The damsel is dead. Right? But what did Jesus do? The Bible says immediately Jesus said to Jairus, he said, fear not. He told him immediately. He said, fear not. Meaning, in the place of fear, you can't act on faith.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? You can't believe in fear. No. Do you understand? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you throw it all on him. Glory to God. All on Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Matthew 28 verse 18, we are discussing concerning spirituals. What we just did now, is it concerning spirituals?
Yes.
Yeah. We are discussing pneumaticals. It's concerning spiritual, don't worry. It's inside. Hallelujah. Okay, pneumaticals section 9. Matthew 28 from verse 18. He says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given me in heaven and on earth. He said, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to observe all things wheresoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. This is Jesus speaking. He says, go make disciples. He says, all authority. We'll be looking at that word, and we'll look at it into CRC, I said. That word heaven and earth. Says all authority, that's what exousia, has been given to me in heaven and on earth. You know, normally when someone is told heaven and earth, two things come to mind. Heaven and earth. Right? All authority, heaven and earth. But that's not what Jesus meant. And he says, heaven and earth. He expects you to have read what he has been saying before now concerning heaven and earth. Hallelujah. The main author, the main person that uses the word heaven and earth for us in scripture is who? Moses. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What was Moses writing about? Remember, I've told us before now that Moses was not writing creation story in Genesis 1. I know you were taught creation story in your Sunday school, but Moses was not writing creation story. How? Why did you say so? Luke 24. Jesus is speaking. Luke 24. Are you in Luke 24? Let's go fast. Let's go to Luke 24. Verses 44. I'll start from verse 25. Luke 24, verse 25. It says, had he said to them, all fools, anointed fools. You know, if Jesus will call you fools, he means you're anointed. Say, all fools and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? What is he saying? He said the prophet has spoken about Christ suffering this thing and Christ entering into his glory. Hallelujah. He said, ought not Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? He now said, beginning at Moses. Did you see that? Beginning at Moses. That is the Greek word, archaic Moseus. Do you understand? It means from Moses, the beginning. Now, where will be the beginning? Genesis chapter 1. Right? So, beginning at Moses will be Genesis 1:1. Say, so beginning at Moses and all the prophets will be till Malachi. Right? So, meaning Jesus will be teaching his disciples Genesis to Malachi. That's the Genesis to Malachi that some people hate to read. When you pick it up, you see walls, you see, thou shalt not kill, slain, murder, all those things, just all those stuff, and you are afraid. Now, Baptist Jesus taught them from Genesis to Malachi. He said, he expounded, that is the word to explain, to teach. Expounded, he expounded, that's the word diamenio. To explain. Hallelujah. So, he explained to them in all the scriptures, he said, the things concerning himself. So, two things to pick out there. Meaning, when Jesus was going from Genesis to Malachi, he was teaching them concerning himself. That means what we will have in Genesis to Malachi will be what? Concerning Christ.
Yes, sir.
I mean, look at verse 34 of Luke 24. Look at verse 34. He says, and he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses. Law of Moses, will that be Genesis? Okay, someone say, ah, can you say law of Moses, Genesis? Wait, let me shock you. You know, put your hands there. Put your hands there. Go to Galatians. What you are discussing the matter, cause calm down. Hallelujah. Okay. Galatians chapter 4. Look at verse 21. I'm coming in a second. To get something quickly here. Okay.
Abraham believed God and was counted for it. Come a second. It's funny, right? Galatians 4:21. It's actually 21. I'm so sorry.
Galatians 4:21. I said, tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Do you not hear the law? What is the law? For it is written, Abraham had two sons, and one by the bond woman, the other by the free woman.
Where do you have Abraham have two sons? Is it Exodus, Deuteronomy, or Genesis?
For he said, it is written in the law. Are you following me? Where do you have Abraham having Isaac and Ishmael?
Genesis, right?
But you see, I said that because of Luke 24. Are you hearing me? Now, he says, now, the five books of Moses, which is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, is actually referred to as the law of Moses. Do you understand me? Is actually referred to, I am saying it for this class. Do you understand me? It's referred to as the law. Do you understand me? It's referred to as what? The law. The five books are referred to as the law. So, I want you to understand me. So, when you hear the law, don't just restrict yourself to Exodus. Do you understand? No. You have to be looking at where the epistles refer you or Jesus will refer you to the law of Moses. You have to read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy together. Do you understand? That is Moses. Do you understand? Are you following me? So let's go back to our Luke 24.
Sorry for that. Okay, Luke 24. It says, verse 44. It says, these are the words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses. Would that include Genesis now? Have you seen that? So, which are included in the law of Moses? That would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, right? It now says, and in the prophets will be what? Other books, right? Now, it now single out the Psalms. Do you understand? And the Psalms, it says, concerning me. So, meaning, what you have in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel, First, and everything down to Malachi. What you will have there will be concerning Christ. So meaning, when the prophets are writing, they're writing concerning Christ. When Moses was writing concerning thou shalt not, he's writing concerning Christ. So at the background of everything, no, let me not put the background, at the foreground of everything they wrote, the foreground will be the reason why they write. Now, the background will be the reason why they write. The foreground will be the reason what they are writing concerning. So at the foreground of what they wrote concerning Christ. So their writing was pointing to Christ. So when Moses said, thou shalt not steal, he's writing concerning Christ. Are you hearing me? Aha. Are you following me? It's a part that we are going to yet look at towards November, when we begin to talk about, when we continue our discussion on walking in salvation. Those are some parts we have to look at again. Do you understand? We are going to see, look at it again. Why for Moses right, thou shalt not steal? Do you understand? You now discover that it's actually working in salvation, the deuteros. So we now look at Moses' deuteros. Are you hearing me? But what they will write about will be concerning Christ. Are you hearing me? So when you get to read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and you are reading this as this laws, this that shall not. You are not seeing Christ at the foreground. When they say you shall offer this sacrifice and the temple and everything, if you are not seeing Christ at the foreground, then you are missing it. You are missing a miss. Because Jesus has told you they wrote concerning me. Genesis. So that will be the essence of their writing, will be concerning Christ. Are you hearing me? Uh-huh. I remember I was able to correct us concerning something the last believers' conversion we have. Glory to God. So that is what they will have to be concerning Christ. That means that what Moses wrote in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 and chapter 3 to the end will not be creation story. Will be concerning Christ. So Moses will now write Adam and Eve. He will write Adam and Eve concerning Christ. Because Jesus has said he wrote this concerning me. So if Moses will now write Abraham, Abel, he will write it concerning Christ. So that will not be, listen, so what will Moses do? Moses will not use historic figures to teach Christ. Do you understand me? He will use historic figures. The same way he used creation story, though he was not writing creation story, but he used creation or history to write concerning Christ. Hallelujah. It's just like, it's not good for a man to be alone. And so I said, you see, even Bible says we should all be married. Your brain will teach you more. Do you understand? See, even Bible says we should all be married. Look at your life. When he says, it's not good for a man to be alone. That is the truth about the existence of man. Man should not be alone. But when it talks about, I'll make him a helpmeet, he's not a woman. We've done that story, have you? The helpmeet will be who? Christ. So when you begin to look at a woman as a helpmeet, what the Bible says is not throwing it. You have thrown it away. Are you telling me? So it will be concerning Christ. Do you know that? So when you say helpmeet, so you not say, I found me. So, no, imagine a man saying, I'm looking for the bone of my bone, the flesh of my bone. You're missing. The next day your bone is not complete. And the Yamayama lady, you're not saying, So you're not the bone of him. You're not a missing bone. As you are, human being complete. You're not a missing bone. You're not a missing rib. I'm looking for my missing rib. And you're walking normal. If your rib is missing, you'll not be walking normal.
Hallelujah. When I said that, I remember one of my guys in secondary school. When he was jabbing, his rib is missing. Because the way he was working, we call him atabansin. You know atabansin? They call you atabansin, means your leg is not straight. One is longer than one. So, you know those guys? Atabansin. Ah, your rib, one of them is. Glory to God. So, truly, Moses wasn't writing that. Wasn't writing. So, you're not be stupid. Just in the same way, you cannot be part of what the father is, and the man is calling you, "I'm an angel," and you are smiling. And you are a woman, you are an angel, you are smiling. You know, you don't know the word.
You understand? You don't know the word. Glory to God. Because you cannot be smiling, a man is calling you, "I'm an angel." Angel of my life. You don't be saying, "Hey, angel of my life." You angel. Shame on you. Hallelujah.
You might say you are an angel. You say, me angel, you are insulting my person.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Angels are not made in the image of God. You are made in the image of God in Christ. You are in Christ. Do you understand me? You are made in the image of God. That is in the new birth. You are the image of God. How does that make?
Aha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, be wise. Then, man of God, what are you saying?
Moses wrote concerning Christ. So if Moses wrote concerning God, that means Moses, in the beginning, God made heaven and earth. That means that would be concerning Christ too. The earth was that form and void, and that was upon the face of the deep. It was concerning Christ. Are you following me? And God said, "Let there be light," concerning Christ. Did you get that? It's concerning Christ. So, the heaven and earth of Moses is not sky and sand. No! Heaven and earth of Moses will not be what God will do. Do you understand me?
So, that's what we've been looking at. Ha! Ah, man. This is CRC message. Glory to God.
Do you get that? We don't do what God will do. And what did God do? I will make him and help me. The Ezar. The help me. That's what God did. Do you understand? He has said it in Genesis 2. I will make man a help me. So the woman, when he now brought in Eve, or the woman for man, it was not sick. It was only Adam that they removed the ego. Your rib is not missing. I'm looking for my missing rib. So you've been incomplete. So people are just, their thinking is upside down. Hallelujah. But it's only Adam. And when he brought in Eve, the woman, to the man. Listen, take note of this. That was to show. Remember, let me hit you. Let me hit some people. Was that the first time that we hear the word woman? Or female? No. Genesis 1:26. Let's make one in our image. That would be concerning Christ, right? Let that be all the fish of the sea, all the cattle of the air, and then say, let him, and say, God created man in his image. He said, male and female created he them. Do you understand me? I believe in Christ you will find male and female. That's what Moses is writing about. Do you understand me? So now, he now brings in, listen to this very well. He now brings in the woman. The woman will now become a figure. Symbolic, right? We now become a figure of what God will do. Do you understand me?
Yes,
are you following that?
Yes, sir.
So the woman will now be like, okay, let me show you an example. Just like it's not be a parable. Do you understand me? Let's cast this one to us. Do you understand me? Let's throw this one into the picture. So it's not be like a parable of what God will do. So that union between a man and a woman will now be a symbolic there of what God will do in Christ. Do you understand me? That man will be united with God. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
That is the marriage. So marriage is not man and woman. Marriage is the marriage of God and man.
Yes, sir.
And that is in the new birth. When a man gets born again, he's united with Christ. Do you understand me? That is that unity. So the man and woman is to point to what God will do. Do you understand me? So, man and woman going to get joined is not the marriage. The marriage is Christ and the church. Are you hearing me? So, what is the man and woman? The man and woman will only point to what God has done. Or it will be what God has now done will now be mirrored in that union of man and woman. Do you understand? It's now be mirrored in that union, what God has done. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So heaven and earth will be spiritual. I've even gotten to where I'm going to.
It'll be concerning Christ. Right? It'll be concerning Christ. So that heaven and earth will still be. You see, what God has been saying from Genesis 1, what God said to Malachi. That what? He will become a man. What God has been saying? I'll become a man. And I will dwell with man. And I will be united with man. Tell us, that's what God has said from the beginning. That is the heaven and earth. That is the man should not be lonely. That is it. He appeared to Moses. He said, I am that I am. I am that I am means I will, he's talking about his incarnation. And I will become a man. That's what God told Moses. I will become a man. So God tells Pharaoh that I am. That I am has sent you. So what is he going to tell Pharaoh? He's not going to tell Pharaoh what you see in second in primary school. Go down, go down, go down to Egypt and there, Pharaoh. Pharaoh, let my people go. So just goes, Pharaoh, let the people go. Are you okay? No. So what he's going to tell Pharaoh will be the message of the word Azar or them of the Azar. That God will become a man and God will dwell with man. So do you understand me? Because he told him, tell Pharaoh, I am that I am has sent you. So what he will be telling Pharaoh will be the message of the gospel.
Yes.
To let his people go and worship their God. Tell us that. So it will be the message of the gospel. Because the gospel was not restricted to only Israel.
Yes.
Do you understand? So Pharaoh's rejection of the gospel is what is called Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Hardness of heart. Do you understand that? Are you understanding it? So when Pharaoh rejected the gospel, it will be called Pharaoh's heart was hardened. So Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, rejection of the gospel. Did you get that? Okay. So heaven and earth will not be sky and sand. No. Heaven and earth will be God and man. So heaven will be God, earth will be man. So in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. So what Moses was writing was the ideal plan of God. For him to be a man. So he writes it that heaven and earth will be united. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So when Jesus now says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, he's not talking about in the skies and in the sand. No. He's saying in the believer. So the believer will not be the embodiment of what heaven and earth. How do we know? John 1:1 in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and God is the Word. When it said in the beginning, it's quoting Genesis 1:1. God made the heaven and the earth. So he said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and God is the Word. He said, all things were made by him. And without him is anything that is made. He said, in him is life, and the light, and this life is the light of men. I said, the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. In verse 13, in verse 14. Verse 13, he said, he came to his own rejected him. He said, as many as received him. He said to them, he gave the power to become the children of God. That is verse 12. To those who are, even to those who believe on his name, who have gone out of blood, of will of men, or will of flesh, but of God. Verse 14, he says, and the Word became flesh. Now that Word in the beginning, are you following me? That word in the beginning, John 1:1. In the beginning, God created it. In the beginning was the Word, which is what Genesis 1:1, heaven and earth. He said that Word became flesh. So that is to say, heaven and earth have not happened.
Yes,
and dwelt among us. So Jesus is now heaven and earth happened.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And dwelt among us. Now, listen, when the man now gets born again, I'm skipping it because we'll do a detailed study. None of them will do a detailed study. Now, when the man now gets born again, what happened? Christ lives in him. So that's why, when the man gets born again, he is like the first fruits. Who is the first fruits? Christ. You know what that means? He's like the first fruits. So, that is to say, now the first fruit is Christ, is the prototokos. Hallelujah. So he's the model son. So we are as him. Hallelujah in the world. That is so are we. Glory to God. I hear me. As you so are we. So therefore, heaven and earth has also happened in us. John 14:18, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. In that day, in the resurrection, hallelujah. You will know I'm in the fire. And you in me and I in you. Hallelujah. You will know in that day.
That is to say, heaven and earth has now happened. And heaven and earth is the man in Christ. So, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 has happened. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me? So, let me just give you something for a nugget, and then we'll look at it. He now says the earth was without form and void. Now, he didn't say heaven and earth was without form and void. He said the earth. So, that is man without the heaven. That is man without Christ is empty and void.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Aha. Glory to God. So man without Christ is empty and void. He's in darkness. So any man who is not in Christ is in darkness. Hallelujah. Then I said the Spirit of God, right, was upon the surface of the deep. That is God can fasten salvation to man.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me? And he said, let there be light. So let there be light will not be the gospel. Hallelujah. It's being preached. So when a man receives the gospel, light comes. Are you following that? So that is Genesis 1:1-4 or 1-3. Sorry, hallelujah. Did you see it's not about creation of how they made? No. It's about the word Christ. So Moses will now write how the world was made using to explain Christ. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That's how to read your Bibles. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. So when Jesus now said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, where would that be?
The believer.
So the believer houses the authority of Christ.
Hallelujah. Now, what did Jesus say? He said, go make disciples. He said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. What has he commanded them? That I will be in you. Right? We saw that, right? What he commanded them is what I will be in you. So that I will be in you. Is that still heaven and earth? So what they will be taught to be what? Heaven and earth. So, go teach them heaven and earth.
That's what Jesus has said. Go and teach them heaven and earth.
And that's what we're doing.
Hallelujah.
Now, heaven and earth, will it be spiritual?
Yes.
Because First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12. It says, we receive not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God. And we may know those things that are fully given to us of God. Right? It says verse 13, which
I want to switch to John 1:13. But the Lord help me.
Okay. Which things we speak? Not in the words in which human wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. Say, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now, meaning, he then calls the man who received the Spirit in verses 12 spiritual. So that man who received the Spirit in verse 12, is it not the reality of heaven and earth? Is heaven and earth? He now calls them spiritual. So, what I will teach the disciple will be concerning spirituals, right or wrong, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Yes.
So, can we flow? So, when I'm teaching concerning spirituals or pneumaticals, see that you are doing, you are following what Jesus has taught us, or what Jesus has asked us to do. Teach pneumaticals. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Wow, that was difficult.
That's
it. Many minutes. Ah, that's long. Okay, let's continue. Glory to God.
Okay. So, we say we are spiritual. Why? Because we are born again. And what happened to us? When we get born again, the Spirit of God lives in us. That Spirit of God dwelling in us is being born again. Don't separate the experience. That is being born again. Don't say we get born again for the reason to live with us. No. The being born again is the Spirit dwelling in us. Do you understand me? Don't separate it. No. Hallelujah. Don't separate righteousness from being born again. Don't separate, do you understand me? Don't separate it. Don't separate forgiveness of sins with being born again. Once a man is born again, his sins are forgiven. That is the indwelling. So the Spirit of God in the believer is the forgiveness of sins. No more going to stand on Saturday and say, I'm going to do confession. No, you are forgiven. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now it's been too harsh. It's making me look like when I was in SS3, I had a lot of issues. with a lot of people, especially those who are in Catholic. I've calmed down now. Because those who know me there,
I had a serious issue with them. But one of my good friends was Catholic.
So I went out on it. In fact, when I'm dealing with it, I would not be telling you, see, I'm Catholic too. I'm not Roman.
I'm not Roman Catholic, but I'm Catholic. You know we are Catholic. You are talking about Catholic, the Latin word.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the Catholics of Christ. I didn't say you are Saint Augustine. How did I say you are Saint Michael? But I say you are a Church of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. 1 Corinthians. So we've seen, I have quoted chapter 2, verses 12, 13, right? Look at chapter 3. Remember, Abel said that he calls the man born again spiritual, right? Look at chapter 3, verse 1. He said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spirituals. I want everybody to be there, because we're actually dropping some things that we need. We did some yesterday, and we're going to run it up today. But yesterday was major. We're not around yesterday, we missed a lot. Yesterday was major. And what we said yesterday, I'll try not to say it today, so that you're going to get yesterday's message. Hallelujah. Have I said anything I said yesterday today? No. You see, I'm working on myself. Okay. Hallelujah. So he said, chapter 1, right? Chapter 3, verse 1, he said, and I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual people, but as unto Cana, as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are not still able, for you were carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Now we said mere men implies a man without the Spirit. We've seen that during the teaching, walking in salvation, right? So there is a man without the Spirit of God, is a mere man. In fact, is a common man. He's a mere man. He is ant. You understand? Okay. The man without the Spirit is called ant. Ant, alpha. The guy doesn't know. Ant, alpha. Yeah, it's one, alpha. Yeah, it's two. These are the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. These are the Holy Ghost. But when the man is born again, it's heaven and earth. Glory to God. Okay. So, what Paul is saying here is that I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, meaning your conduct did not match with your nature. Your conduct is not matching with your nature. Meaning their conduct was not the conduct of the born again believers. Understand? You could have people who are born again, who their conduct is like a man who is in the world. You can have people who are born again. I'm not saying people born again. Now some of them tongue talking. And their conduct is like those who are not even born again. You see them, they see drink, they see smoke, they see take shisha. And then you are born again. Now Paul said your conduct does not match your person. This is who you are in Christ. You are spiritual. Hallelujah. Then he calls them babes. Now they will be called babes because of what? Conduct. Are you ready? Take note of that. We are getting there. Now, he says, why would you call them babes? He said they had strife, contentions and divisions. Strife, contentions, divisions. They argued over everything. They had different sex, different. They were just anger everywhere, envious and everything. And Paul calls these things the walk in the flesh in Galatians 5, right? We've seen it. Call it walk in the flesh. So when a believer walks in the flesh, he discharges the deeds of the flesh. Are you hearing me? And we say such believer is not acting as who he is. So he's acting beside himself. Such believer is acting beside himself. And that is acting as a deed.
Are you hearing me? It's just like you see somebody crawling and he's doing meh. What do you think? He said, come on, you better stand up like this. Maybe a little bit. And you're a goat. Right? Do you, are you, would you not say, this is no longer a human being, not a goat? No, he's still a human being. So the same way. That brother is still spiritual, but his conduct is that of a being. Do you understand me?
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's acting beside himself. They also had divisions in what they share. Now the divisions in chapter 3 is concerning who they listen to.
They have Paul and Paul's disciple, or how do they look at me? I'm Paul's boy. I'm Apollo. I'm Apollo's boy. I'm Kephas' boy. There.
Some people say, hey, I don't want to be. What kind of thing? No, those guys might want to think they are spirit coco. I don't do Paul. I don't do Apollos. I don't do Kephas.
I do Christ. I'm Christ's boy.
And they had such divisions.
Say no. It's just like it can't happen here. Hallelujah, God, we're taught. They say somebody else says, I'm a pastor Sikan. Pastor Sikan, me. I'm a pastor wisdom. Pastor wisdom. I'm a pastor Garuba. The one will hit your clothes to the stars. That is factual.
And some people now say, you know what, these people don't have humility, they don't have honor. You know, me, I'm not proud, I'm just a smart boy. That person that said that is the worst of them all.
I hear me.
That is, and Paul said that is working in the flesh.
That is that. I was working in the flesh. Paul called that attitude working in the flesh. Are you following me? Okay, let's go ahead.
One step further. In chapter 11, verse 17, their strife and contention, they now had different factions, now grew.
You know, there are some people that it is natural, not natural, it is in the heart of a man who is not born again to be keeping cliques. Even amongst friends, they will not have different cliques where they will not discuss other friends or other people. And not normal discussion. You know why they say heavy? I'm saying it because I was always like back. And I know how it flows. But he said that is the character of the world. I hear you. It's the character of the world. So we shouldn't follow such. They can do it. You can say people do it fetching water, but you should not be named amongst you.
Are you hearing me?
It should not be named amongst you. They are fetching water. They say, see that brother, see as he head. You're not born again, don't talk about the gospel. You know, it's in your mouth. They're supposed to use to preach the gospel to be doing gossip. It's wrong. We are acting like a mere man.
Are you hearing me? Yes. You are not acting spiritual. You are acting beside yourself. We need to do this because where we are going to our next week Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, let's
close down on this. So, in chapter 11 verse 17, it says, now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. Meaning, they come together. When you talk about come together, it means they are gathering. Now, in their gathering, he said their gathering was for the worst. He said, you come together for the worst, not for the better.
Now, this was say, our gathering, when we come together, is to get better. Tell somebody, when we come together,
we come together
to get better. But Paul said, this church, their gathering was for the worst.
That you didn't come together to get better. Daniel said their God is supposed to be for the better, but what turned out is that it was bad. Why? Verse 18. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it. So So now in their coming together as a church, what happened? They had divisions. They had divisions.
Let's continue. This is serious, right? It's serious.
Verse 19. For there must also be factions among you, which is heresies in the Old King James, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Right? Hallelujah. So, meaning they had contentions over food. Therefore, in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and is hungry, and another is drunk. So, some people, that's it, to say, those who have, shame those who do not have. You get to see that. Hallelujah. So, those who have food, when they bring it, because when they do that, they come together with their food. So, when they come together with their food like that, those who have, shame those who don't have. No, this is what some people have read, and I say, when you are giving Holy Communion, and you stick it on what you die. But actually, what they've had was not Holy Communion. It was not like Holy Communion service. Go and get the message. We have that message, right? The Lord's table. It's not Holy Communion service. They came for Holy Communion. No.
Have you ever seen anybody take Holy Communion and die? Have you ever heard it in the history of the world?
They will not bring worship. Not because they take Holy Communion. That is why some people not get very good. People have never been hungry in their life because they don't eat bread and tasty time. I've been there once, especially when you are taking it in from a Catholic church. I've taken it there. Very solemn. You don't be quiet.
Yes. Don't come to the seat. In fact, let's continue. Let me just say what I want to say. That I offend no one.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, if you look closely, their divisions, strife, and envy is usually in their gathering. So, you have it in their gathering. That is to say, listen to me. Being at the background of their work in the flesh is their gathering. You have to get that. They are the background of their working in the flesh is in their gathering. Now, there's something you need to see. That is to say, it was in their gathering or in their conduct amongst believers that they could point them out as being carnal. The same way too, it is in our conduct amongst believers we will find those who are what? Walking in the Spirit.
You understand this?
So, spiritual growth will be seen in the gatherings. As the same way, carnality is also seen amongst believers.
Are you hearing me? Glory to God.
So it's among believers. It's within the garden. Have you heard someone say, no, I'm growing spiritually. Whereas you have not ministered to a soul since 2020 started. I'm growing spiritually. How are you growing spiritually? You come late for meeting? You are not found? You don't have any responsibility.
You know, I'm growing spiritually. Growing spiritually. How do you know that I was speaking in tongues? I'm not speaking in tongues 2 hours in the day. Are you okay? Hallelujah. Don't worry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We hope to look at something along that line, spiritual growth. So now you understand how spiritual growth is explained. Where is found? How? What we look at it?
In the coming season and in the coming time. I've learned not to be giving tithes again. I have a lot of promises hanging on my neck. I was telling the pastor. So I'm learning how not to give time. So I'll just be letting you know that by the grace of God we'll do it. For it's a long haul. Hallelujah. So I don't want to give it, but those ones I've given, I'll do it. But I will not give any other one again. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I look back at it, I'm like, oh, I have a lot to, but we'll do it.
Even if it's next 30 years, we are still here.
We're not going anywhere. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, now, very important, they walked in their gatherings was where we discovered that they were carnal, right? Right? But yet in chapter 1, verse 7, First Corinthians 1, 7, it says they came behind in no gift. It says they came short in no gift.
They do not lack, they have no lack in all the charisma of God.
So this shows that they know about the charisma of God, but they didn't walk in the light of it in their gathering. They didn't walk in the light of it in their gathering. Did you get that? Like, let me draw back what I said yesterday.
Let's see if it is here. Please mind.
Let me take us back to what I said yesterday. Something I said out of everything I said.
Now, we said the things of the Spirit is practiced well in the ecclesia, in the gathering. Right? Right? Now, it's practiced in the ecclesia, in the gathering. For what reason?
For the common good of everyone. Right? What will be the guiding? What will be our guide?
The written word.
Are you hearing me? So we took note of that. So the ecclesia is where the things of the Spirit is practiced. Do you understand? Take note of that. For we shall get there now. Hallelujah. So they did not lack, you know, the charisma of God, right?
But they didn't walk in it. Meaning they know it. Right? They know it. They know they have it. In fact,
Paul painted a situation to us in the book of, in chapter 14. He says, some just come out and say, oh,
hallelujah. Let's go. Paul painted now. He said, if I speak, Jonathan, say, how would you get who occupy the seat of your learned say amen at your giving of thanks? Do you understand that? Did you get that? So paint that picture. So now I'm not saying that was what was happening, but Paul, that is like a guide to us. Do you understand? That there's something that must have been happening. Do you understand me? Something must have been happening. So, are you following me? We're about rounding up.
So you need to follow me closely. Glory to God. Rabbi, you know, so you need to follow me close.
So they knew about this thing, or they know about this thing, but they were not walking in the light of it. They were not walking in that. How were they not walking in the light of it? It was not being practiced in their garden. I am not being practiced in their garden.
They can go out and help all the beggars on the streets, but come to their garden and see somebody.
God bless you. Makoso kuto fata. Haya. Yeah, he's dying.
Glory to God. So it was not being practiced. Okay. So in chapter 12, verse 1, Paul now comes and says, concerning spirituals, I do not want you to be ignorant.
So that ignorance is now will now point your attention to the fire word. Ignorance is what agnoio in the Greek. It's what that means, willful ignorance. To be ignorant willfully. You decided not to walk in what you know. So that will now draw attention to chapter 1, verse 7, where you say they lacked nothing in the gift of the Spirit. Do you understand?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But this is me.
When I teach you, I'm talking. God listened to yesterday's messages. Hello. You should learn. That's why you are here, you are writing.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's what we can teach when I'm the teacher. But for now, I'm the teacher.
So listen and learn. Glory to God. So, Paul now says concerning spirituals. I don't want you to be ignorant. So, when he says concerning spirituals, is it in their gathering? Yes. When he says concerning spirituals, the background will be in their gathering. Because of their conduct in chapter 11, and I say concerning spirit, I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want to be ignorant when you gather together. Do you understand me? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Then in verse 7, see, but the manifestation of the spirit is given to everyone. He said, for the profit of all, to profit in that. That is the word common good, for the common good of everyone. Common good. So in a nutshell, he talks about the gift, ministry and operations before now. That there are diversities of gifts. There are differences in administration. So there are diversities of operation. So it is the same God who worketh all in all. We discussed that yesterday, who worketh all in all. So he now said the manifestation. We discovered that yesterday, right? The manifestation of the Spirit. Do you understand? So in a nutshell, he now said the manifestation of the Spirit. I will say the manifestation of the Spirit is the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Right? He's given for the profit of all. Follow me. The manifestation of the Spirit is given for the profiting of all. Now, let's take something. Let's drive something home. So, when he talks about the manifestation of the Spirit, he brings in, before he gets here, he talks about the gift, ministry, and operation. Now, he talks about the manifestation of the Spirit is given to the profit of everyone, for the profit of all. Now, in that chapter 12, he talks about the gift, ministries, and operation. In chapter 13, he now teaches love, meaning love is vital in ministering the gift of the Spirit. When we gather, so in chapter 2, he teaches the operation gift. Now, we discussed the operation yesterday, the operation gift and ministry. So, we're here to discuss the gift and ministries, and then we'll talk about other things concerning spirituals. Now, he said, in chapter 13, now talks love. Then, this, what is Paul doing? He's showing you that love is vital in ministering the gift of the Spirit. When we gather, so it is that love that will bring about the edification, the common good. Do you understand? So it's talking about common good. So it's teaching about the common good, which is the profiting of God. It's teaching about the common good, he brings love. Now say, and when he brings love, within the first few verses, he now says he mentions the utterance gift. And I say, without love, it's like an empty drum, just beating. So he's not trying to say tongues is empty. No, he's only trying to tell you that love is vital in the gathering. Do you understand me? So he's talking about, I need you to follow me closely. Don't knock your head off. Learn. Because I will not talk about it. Learn. Now, in teaching about the prophet of God, he now brings love. So love will now be very vital when you talk about the common good of everyone, the profiting of everyone in the local church. So when he teaches love, he now gets to chapter 14, because love is now in the ministry. Because love is now there. He now says, when I speak in tongues and give an interpretation, the brother in the church is edified. Do you understand me? So edification will now come because of what? There's love in what I'm doing. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So that's why I said in the ministry or in how did I even put it? That in flowing with the gift of the Spirit, that you must have the ecclesia in mind. Was that what I said? Must have the ecclesia in mind. Because when you don't have the ecclesia in mind, what you'll be doing is showmanship. Say, I'm a prophet of God. Let's not talk to the Lord. There's nobody here who find heads, 7 knees, and this, and then. And what you are doing is, let me show you I'm a prophet.
get 5 calabash. And, you know, I'm the prophet of God, you know. Jonathan, now, as you are doing that, you're not doing it for the profit of the church. Am I addressing somebody's issue? Maybe. But you're worsening it. Hallelujah. Am I addressing somebody's issue? Maybe. But you know, we said the gift must what? Glorify Christ. Chapter 12, verse 3. Do you understand me? 1 Corinthians 12, 3. Must glorify Christ. So, meaning, when I begin to give a tongue and an interpretation of a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, or do you understand me? Or I'm flowing with a power gift, I must understand the fact that it is not me in the picture. So when I come to lay hands on the sick, I must understand that I am not in the picture. Are you hearing me? So I must not do it for myself. I must not do it to be known. No. Just as what I must have in my heart or in my mind will be for the common good. And for me to do that, I have to flow in love. So Lord will not make me say it. Hallelujah. Lord will not guide even how I will say it. Lord will not guide how I will say it. Have anybody given the word of knowledge and then the church scattered? That was the last day they have service. Do you understand? Have anybody given the word of knowledge and the wedding preacher and the assistant pastor of power started throwing blow? Serious blow? It was even on the TV. TVC showed it. They were throwing blow. Because of somebody said, and he said by the Spirit. Which Spirit? He said by his head. Remember, we said yesterday that somebody can easily switch. You can take this. Ah, this brother says, oh, yeah. And they are switched. So, what you would have is what? The Word. Do you understand me? The Word. Now, listen, you know, the Word, when you're hearing the Word, you don't want to see, you don't want to give room for you to start rejecting. You know, some people now, stop now, let me start with the scriptures. That is, you are not receiving. Yes. Do you understand me? You are not receiving, though. You are shut out of receiving. The point, hey, are you following me? So the point where you are receiving the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or the gift of the Spirit is in operation. It's not the time to start remembering scripture. But not remember, it's for me to remember. No, not the time to start remembering scripture. No, that's why you must know the scriptures. Hallelujah. You have thought, I said, oh, get to discerning your spirit, you will see this. So it will become, you will see it clearly. When I teach discerning of spirits, do you understand me? So you see it clearly in the fact that, see, that is not the time. Because the Bible tells us, God, I don't get it. Okay, now listen. You must learn that. Don't start being judgmental from whether or not, they want to start. No, they are judgmental. So, do you understand? So, when I come to a believer's meeting, I must come first of all to receive and to give. So, when I come with that mindset to receive and to be a blessing, I must come with that receptive heart. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And that is love too. Yes, that is love too. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This person of love believes all things.
Yes.
Can you? How I mean? Hallelujah. Are you following me? So you must learn to balance it. Am I helping you balance it? Are you seeing the balance that I'm trying to show you? That's why you don't like to shoot the gun in the war front. No. That. Because somebody has not been coming around for me, and just come and say, give us a word of knowledge. And say, toss here the Lord. You are shut out. No, don't shut out. Don't shut out. Because he said, toss here the Lord. No, don't shut out. Listen. Receive. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? But take note, it must glorify Christ. So you know that that's why that doesn't glorify. Your head is not to be saying, does it glorify? Look at your ostrich.
Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Hope we're flowing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay.
So in the gathering, love is the center of it all. Love is the center of it all.
In receiving, in giving, love.
So love is working in the spirit. How you receive is in love. How you give is in love. So love is on the air or in the air.
Glory to God.
Okay.
In talking about the manifestations, like I said yesterday, Paul now mentions 9 abilities.
And he mentions it in verses 8. Let's look at it and we'll take it off from there next week. Verses 8. 1 Corinthians 12, 8. It says, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healings by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues. Take away that word different. It's not there. Hallelujah. To another tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, before we look at these things and call it off, it uses a word within an 8 to 10. It uses 2 words. It uses to one and to another. Right? This is the word to one and to another.
First of all, we've said yesterday that the gifts are faculties, right? Endowments in the universe.
So therefore, when it says to one,
it's not saying you, it's giving one person has this, no. The other person, no. Because it is as the whole gift, we said the gift, the 9 gifts are resident in the believer. It's in the spirit. And the believer houses the spirit. That's what we said yesterday. Go and get that message. It's actually built on the operation of the spirit. Do you understand? The operation of the spirit. Now when it says, now what it means is that every believer has the gift, the 9. Now it now says to one is given. Now that word to one, it means through one. That is that word through. It's the word through one. And remember, we looked at that word, that same self spirit working to everyone. So that to one will be to everyone. Do you understand? That's the same word. So it's to everyone, the word of knowledge. Now, when you use the word to another,
I want you to look at that closely. That word another.
It's another word we have there, common, it's used 8 times there.
Now that word another is used majorly to distinguish
between what? The faculties. Do you understand me? Nothing else. It's just used to distinguish between the faculties.
So, meaning true one,
what? True one, this. Now when you have to another, it's through another. Do you understand me? So it's telling you their faculties. These are faculties between in the believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the 9 abilities are the abilities of the believer in Christ. The 9 abilities are the abilities of the spirit in the believer. So we can say the ability of the believers.
And he mentioned them. Hallelujah. So those 9 can be divided into 3.
We have, let me just break that verse. We have tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. Why are we going to call these 3? Group them together. We want to group them together because it involves talking. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, I will talk, right? And what? Prophecy. So it's called utterance gift. Utterance gift. So the utterance gift has to do with speaking. What has been, or that is, things are spoken, things are uttered. So we can say the utterance gifts are as seen as abilities or faculties or endowments in the spirit of God that is in the believer to speak, utter, or say something. So the utterance gifts are what? Faculties, abilities, and endowments in the spirit, right? We say they are in the spirit, right? And the spirit is in the believer, right? Right? So that are in the spirit in the believer. To say something, right? to say, to speak, or to utter something. So he said, he is a speaking gift. The Holy Spirit was speaking gift, utterance gifts. I am utterance gift. The tongue gives a tongue, give an interpretation. Hallelujah. We'll talk about that. Hallelujah.
We'll look at that on Saturday. And everybody will make sure you are here on Saturday, everybody. Because everybody's going to talk,
speaking tongues. Everybody's going to give an interpretation. You interpret your tongues. And you prophesy. Everybody. And we'll see that everybody can do that. We'll walk in our own. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, another one. It's called the revelation gift. There are groups into three here. Verses 8. It says, one is given the word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. So, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discernment of spirit. And discernment of spirit, or discerning of spirit. So, listen. When we get to explain, we discover that word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirit, we've done this study a bit last 2 years. So, we discover that they are called revelation gifts. They are called revelation gifts. Now, these gifts reveal something. Reveal something. Revelation gifts have to do with fact and event. Now, what does it reveal? Fact and event, people, places, and things in existence. So, I can say, talk about things that have happened, past events. I talk about things that are happening. As a believer, I would have get to know things that would happen as believers. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Are you following me? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Lastly, and finally, we have what we call the power gift. The power gift. These are the gifts that they do. The other two class of gifts, they say, they see, right? They see and say, right? This one do.
The gift gets it done. And we have, it implies, I mean, the power gift has to do with an exertion of power to get things done. So we can say the power gift and the abilities in the believers to get things done. To get things done. We have the gift of faith. We have the working of, the gift of healing. We have faith. We have gift of healing. We have the working of miracles. The workings of miracles.
We're going to look at it before we get through to our CRC. We're going to walk in our home. Hallelujah.
Our CRC is on the 7th of March. This month. On Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be here. Oh, we'll be letting God to one, I'll be walking and flowing now. Hallelujah. So we'll continue on this topic. We'll look at the whole gift. Hallelujah. And we'll all flow with them. We'll all walk in them. Hallelujah. We'll all walk in them. I was telling